Please see the PDF that accompanies this program for a new afterword from the author. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Don't Stop Believin' by Olivia Newton-John. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to my darling daughter, Chloe, so that you may know more about my life before you're in it. You are my world, and I love you bigger than the universe, Mama. I'm a private person living a very public life. I therefore choose to only tell stories about my own life that I hope are entertaining or interesting, and that I still remember. I'm grateful for all the people on my life's journey, whether I've known you for a moment, a reason, season, or a lifetime. Know that you're in my heart. Please forgive me if you don't get a mention, for I only had so many pages. Love and light, Olivia. Prologue. Don't stop believing, you'll get by. Bad days will hurry by. 30th of May, 2017. My favorite time of day is magic hour, when the sun takes a dive behind the craggy mountain ranges and the sky is painted a stunning purple pink. I'm sitting there right now on a weathered stone bench, allowing the day to wash over me, surrounding myself with love and light. I smell the early summer roses and smile as our energetic German Shepherd Raven brings me her ball for yet another toss. My wonderful husband John should be pulling up in the driveway any moment. It's a beautiful life and remains so, even though I told the world a few hours ago that my cancer had returned. Yesterday I went in to be measured. When you have photon radiation therapy, you must be in exactly the same position every single time, so they give you small dot tattoos to make sure your body is lined up properly in the machine. I guess this will be the fun part, I told the technician as he poked a small needle-like pen through flesh to mark my hips. When I saw that what he'd created was no more than tiny circles, I asked, can't you give me something a little more interesting? John and I have matching tattoos on our left ankles, a spiral pattern we designed when we were in Australia on our 5th anniversary. Hey, I thought I was only going to get a tattoo once in my life, I joked. Not fair to John now that I'll have an extra one. We had a good laugh. Being positive isn't always easy, but we always have that choice. This is my third journey with cancer, which might come as a surprise. The previous one was 5 years ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?